cafe anyway. Hello there, it's Mike.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Welcome to the show that is called Mike's Daily Podcast. I'm Mike Matthews, podcasting from Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Which I've been saying that now for like at least 10 years. And I hear now there's a thing that you can get on your app and bring to your ears podcasts through something that you can sing along with this song. It is, I think it's called Castro for
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Podcasting, which the word Castro does not have. People think of Fidel.
Mike's
is what it is.
Daily.
When, you know,
podcast.
The general public, the public at large.
Yeah.
But okay, good luck with that app. And I tried to see if my podcast was on it because, heck, I podcast from Podcastro Valley. It said something like, oh, you got to sign up. You got to pay. You got to do this. Okay, fine. I got a million other podcast platforms that I'm on, which you can all find at mikesdailypodcast.com. I don't think I'll waste my time with this. But we're here in the last place on earth, the Cafe Anyway, in the land of Ameritopica, and I am a little bit floored because I just saw the Netflix documentary on We Are the World, and I keep forgetting the name of it, so this isn't so much of a plug because I can't even come up with the name of it. But yes, it is amazing. I grew up with that song. That song came out in, was it 85? Yes, it was in 80, about this time of year in 1985. I think there has been, we're coming up on the anniversary next year. But I heard a local station that's kind of eclectic. It actually originates out of Seattle, but they're playing also in the Bay Area. And they played that song, and I hadn't heard it in a long time. And I thought, you know, other people tried to do the same thing and it just didn't work. Why? Why did it not work?
And here's today's podcast picture.
I understand. I grew up in that era. And whenever you're looking back and going, ooh, that was the best music ever, it's because you were a teenager. You were young. You were fit. You were virile. You were at your peak. And there are your heroes at that time when you're just a teenager. I understand that part, but still, I wanted all these other, Voices Out Loud, Voices of Freedom, that's it. It was something that came out in the early 90s in support of, I think, the soldiers in the first Gulf War, the late, great Basil the Boxer. Hey, we need the podcast picture. Let's do one of the late, great Basil the Boxer. I saw some dogs today, looked at some. Oh, it's tough. I still can't get a dog yet. We have two cats. We have Rocky and Patches. And Basil was, I mean, a big part of my life. It's a lot of work to have a dog. And I want to tell everyone in the world to adopt a dog. But you got to be ready for it. And I think I'm almost there. It just, my lovely lady friend and I had a long discussion about it. And is it really something we can do right now? I don't know. I guess you're always going to come up with excuses, but still, we're mulling it over because we met a really cool dog today who's missing an eye and not even a year old, but seemed really sweet and not too big. Basil was a big dog. He was about 85 pounds. So this time around, I need a smaller dog, especially because I got cats too. And I know big dogs can be around cats, but it's a little too much pet. Too much pet. There's never too much pet. There's never enough pet in this world.
Now that's legit.
I guess. The point is, this thing about the behind the scenes of We Are the World, which you might think of as a trite, stupid, sentimental, schmaltzy song, but it had a lot of big, well, there were over 40 people there, that one of those artists has got to appeal to you. Just one. Out of all of them, if you're older, there's Bob Dylan. He was there. And that was fascinating. He could not sing his lines. they show the part where he's recording. I don't know how they got all this footage. This footage was amazing. And Lionel Richie's telling the story. And Quincy Jones, I don't think he's doing that well right now. He's pretty old. He's suffered some strokes. Heck, he had his brain was operated on back in the 70s. I didn't know they could do that back in the 70s. He had a big aneurysm or something. That's a whole other documentary you got to watch. The one about Quincy Jones. But this documentary, wow. So Bob Dylan could not sing the lines. He was singing it really softly, kind of like what you and I do when we're at church. Unless I'm talking to that one person that does the solos in the church choir. Okay. But for the majority of us, when we're in a church and we're singing along with everybody, we're doing a kind of God bless us all down here. Which, by the way, Huey Lewis talked about that line that he, but if we just believe, there's no way we can fall. He was originally, they didn't really have a place for him to sing, but that line was meant for Prince. And of course, Prince is going to nail that line, but Prince was, I don't want to be around all these people. In fact, Sheila E., she was invited, and she kind of alludes to, she doesn't say it in so many words, but gets pretty close to saying, yeah, the only reason why they invited me was because I know Prince. And Prince and I were super close back then. Did the Glamorous Life, Love Bizarre, I was in Purple Rain, all that. And Sheila E. is talking to Prince. By the way, there's no cell phones at this point, so she's on the phone talking to him. He's at a club. And he's like, how's it going? She's like, oh, they really want you here. And then she starts to realize, oh, they're using me. They're not going to give me a line to sing. So she ends up leaving. Waylon Jennings leaves. Oh, and Prince said, I'll show up and do a guitar solo. And Lionel Richie said, no, we need you to sing.
Anyway.
At Cafe Anyway. But Prince didn't do it. Bob Dylan doesn't like to be around people. So he's singing it really low. He's going to try something. And then Stevie Wonder, he actually says to Stevie, Bob Dylan, and so we go outside a cafe anyway where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth. He says to Stevie, hey, I need help. Can you help me? And Stevie is a mimic. I didn't know all this stuff. Stevie is like singing, playing the piano, singing the song to him, and singing it as Bob Dylan to him. And Bob Dylan's totally laughing. He's loving it. And he's like, okay, I got the idea. And so that's how he came up with his very quintessential Bob Dylan. Because when I was young, when I was a teenager, I didn't quite understand who Bob Dylan was. It wasn't until later that I went back and heard all his legendary classic stuff that shaped the world of folk music, that shaped our music and politics interaction. So, and then later on, then Bob Dylan had this tremendous comeback later in the late 80s.
Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Thank you, children. Listen, welcome to Mike Class. Mike Class is what we have going on because Traveling Wilburys, another collaboration, which he did a great job with, and then did his own solo stuff later, wrote To Make You Feel My Love, which, of course, Adele did a great job with, and Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, others. So back to Bob, because of Stevie, he nailed that line in his Bob Dylan sort of way. And they had to clear the room to make sure that he did it. He felt good alone. He's mostly one-on-one, likes to be alone in the studio. Because everybody's singing their lines. You've seen the video. Everybody's hanging out. There's Steve Perry sitting there. Steve Perry's giving advice to Huey Lewis and Cyndi Lauper and Kim Carnes when they're doing their interaction on the bridge. Oh, just I'm probably gonna watch this thing another five more times because I just loved it. I loved it because I record myself. I record this podcast. I record other podcasts. I record other people. I have only done a little bit of music recording, and I see how difficult that is. And the job that Quincy Jones did as a producer, utterly amazing. He was huge with Michael Jackson. He produced the Thriller album, and then he produced this song. Oh, he's worked with Sinatra. His story, go back and watch the documentary. Go see it.
You ready?
I'm not ready to watch that again. I would have probably watched We Are the World again, but Quincy, I hope you're with us I would love to hear this story through Quincy's voice. I don't think he talked about it. You heard him. You didn't see him talk about it. You just heard his voice like some old interview that he did. But I don't remember him talking about this whole thing in his documentary. Guess what? The last bit I will say about this that I did not know is that Diana Ross was like the last person there. You know how when you have a party, you throw a party, and it's always interesting to see who the last people are going to be that leave. The first people to leave, turns out the first people to leave the party, that particular party, We Are the World, Waylon Jennings. Yeah, I didn't even know he was there. Everybody knows Dan Aykroyd was there. Why? Because somebody that was putting it together, Lionel Richie's agent who helped put it together with Harry Belafonte. It was Harry Belafonte's idea. And of course, it all goes back to Band-Aid and Bob Geldof and the Do They Know It's Christmas Time, Feed the World. But Waylon Jennings, he didn't like that Stevie Wonder wanted to start singing some Swahili in there. And he's like, no, this ain't gonna work. I can't sing that. And he left.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Wild.
And that was a wow, that's wild moment, because then people are jumping ship. Uh-oh. Do you know it took them? So everybody's buzzing because of the American Music Awards. They all came from that. Lionel Richie had just hosted that on live TV. Okay. That, just in and of itself, the first time he's ever hosted a live event on television. How nerve-wracking is that? He did an amazing job. Won a bunch of awards, too. Then goes over to A&M Recording Studios, owned by Herb Albert, who later produced Janet Jackson's albums and put them out. He didn't produce them. That was Terry Jam. Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis? You got to say them together or you'll forget. They're from Prince's... was in The Time with Morris Day. Yeah, it's Jimmy Jam. And if I got that wrong, then yes, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. Okay. All these people, none of these people.
Pam Baumgartner files.
I'm sure Pam Baumgartner will correct me on this. I worked with her at a radio station that did not play We Are the World, but played other Motown and other stuff. It was more of like an oldie station back in Ventura. Anyway, so Janet Jackson would probably record at that same studio later on. She wasn't quite a big celebrity yet. Just was related to Michael, of course. But she's going to be touring again. Saw her on Jimmy Fallon. She's going to be, she came out to show Jimmy Fallon how to do the Rhythm Nation dance. And then she said, yeah, I'm getting ready for my tour. So good luck to her. Anyway, yeah. I did not know that LaToya Jackson was there. I did not know that the lead singer from the Pointer Sisters was there. Anita Pointer was there. And, oh, lovely lady friend's back. At one point, they're recording, and they go, I hear ghosts in the speakers. I hear ghosts in the playback. And somebody said, who are you going to call? Let's call Dan Aykroyd. He's a Ghostbuster.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
So if you ever want to find out why, or if you were ever wondering why Dan Aykroyd was in the We Are the World video, it's because he was there to get rid of the ghosts. As that movie is huge right now. Hey, lovely lady friend, you went on a jog.
I did.
Yeah. Do you want to say something on the microphone?
Only that I'm exhausted.
Oh, how was your jog?
It was good, especially after being weighed down by Korean barbecue wings.
Ignore the noise you're about to hear. There. Okay. Yes. Not you hearing, but the listener, because I'm fiddling with it. Okay. Yeah, we went and had some what would you call that?
They are wings.
Wings.
Yeah, fried. They're Korean barbecue. It was
deep fried. It was crispy.
Oh, so good.
But it had Korean barbecue sauce on it. Banchan. It's in San Leandro. They've got them in like the major cities around the country, Chicago, etc. And apparently there's one in
San
Leandro.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Hey, I'm in the middle of talking, Republican candidate.
So rude.
This is my microphone. I will say whatever I want. No, you will listen to every word I say. That's from Wedding Singers and Adam Sandler. Oh, I sometimes do an Adam Sandler voice. Yes, it was very delicious. Did you like the crispiness?
Oh my God, yes.
It was good. So yes. You went on a jog.
I did. I think the kimchi helped to balance, at least in my mind, the kimchi helped to balance out the fried chicken wings and other stuff.
Made it more healthy.
It made it more healthy in my mind.
I think the coleslaw that I had.
Yeah.
We both had cabbage.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a probiotic.
Exactly. Note to self.
Note to self.
Probiotic. Kimchi. Along with kombucha.
Yes.
Okay. There are weird things popping up here. Grab those headphones, love, because I can't. And you have hands. And I mean, I have hands too.
I have hands.
There. That way you can hear yourself.
Okay.
This was sort of an improv thing. She just suddenly showed up.
I appeared.
Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley.
I was jogging and I heard you doing, I saw you doing your podcast outside of Cafe Anyway. and I just had to join.
Weren't we going to talk about something? We were like, oh, next time
yes.
I'm on the podcast, I'm going to talk about something.
The air coolant. On our flight, our Southwest flight.
Yes, there's all this talk lately about
AC coolant.
About all these problems that planes are having. The bulk word, bulk wall door thing popping off of that one plane.
Yes.
And another piece falling off of a wing. Well, and then
what's happening?
Recently there was an airport, JFK, I think, that the plane almost got hit. But tell us about your flight. Our flight, but we couldn't sit next to each other because it was Southwest, and we had like zone C. So when you get zone C, oh, have some root beer.
Oh, why, thank you. Oh, so refreshing after my jog.
It's a brewmaster.
Oh, thank you, brewmaster.
Hey, I'm the brewmaster. All right, drink right now. I'll cut you. Well,
I don't want to be cut. Let me drink. Mm. Oh, this is good.
It sounds like you're going to choke on that root beer. We're going to sue you, brewmaster.
Yeah, I got the best lawyer. Oh, boy. He's a root beer lawyer.
I bet he does if he goes around cutting people.
Now, no cutting, everybody. Everybody be cool. Look who else is here.
Hello, Michael Myers. It's Madam Rutabaga. And hello, lovely lady friend. How are you?
Hi, madam. I'm good.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
It's good to see you. I heard you had bad times flying on a plane.
I did. But, you know, it wasn't as harrowing as some of the other stories that Mike talked about. It was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was like a 2.
I wonder what happened.
Well, I heard Madam had a date. She had a hot date. Yes. How'd it go, Madam?
Yes.
Was it with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Did he buy you a cell phone company?
No.
Oh.
Or a team.
Or
a soccer team.
Or a what is booze.
Booze.
Yeah. The guy is stinking rich. And he does commercials that are pretty funny for his phone.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you know, I asked the guys at Legal if...
it's Bison Bentley's. Do you know that?
Hey, this is Bison Bentley. Mike Matthews has a couple of stories that'll make you want to ask yourself, do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that?
Yes, did you know that? Thank you, Bison. That, yes.
So, my story.
that, did you know this story that lovely lady friend's gonna say?
So,
did you know Madame Rutabaga this story?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear about your hot date, Madame Rutabaga. So my airplane story, I'm sitting in between two people, two men, and I was closing my eyes, just trying to get some sleep. It was a short flight.
Were they stinky?
No, they seem like nice dudes. So I closed my eyes to try to get some shut-eye, and then I thought I felt something on my leg. It felt like a little drip.
Was one of their hands? I'm
well,
gonna
that's
them.
What I thought, and I was about to cut a you-know-what.
Thanks for not cussing on Mike's Daily Podcast.
But then, my frontal lobes finally caught up with my lizard brain, and I realized, okay, you don't need to cut anybody. Nobody's trying to touch me. There was something dripping from the ceiling. So I look up, and sure enough, there's this weird like brown fluid that's leaking from the
Burger Master.
The Burger Master.
Ew! There was burger fluid?
Well, I thought that maybe in one of the overhead compartments, somebody had some liquids in there and it was leaking. So I buzz the flight attendant over, and she comes over. And she's acting like it's no big deal. Apparently, this has happened before. She just took like a wad of napkins and stopped, just kind of like stuffed it up there. And that was it. So it was like this low tech kind of solution. I guess this has happened before in the plane.
Well, Elmo just said the name of the podcast. So,
oh, Elmo.
Brian, who I work with, who's very tech minded, was in the Army. He can build a computer. He said that will happen when the plane, once it reaches altitude and there's a certain pressure going on in the, that there will be condensation, like that. It's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing for
brown
coolant to be leaking on your leg.
Ew.
It was pretty gross, and it was coming down heavy.
And on the flight back from LA, we got to sit together because
I
was smart enough to check in 24 hours. As soon as it was 24 hours and the app on my phone said it's 24 hours, I checked in immediately.
Oh.
Whereas the first time I forgot about it and didn't do it till the next morning.
Oh, that's what you have to do.
So I think that's happened. But so we're not too happy about flying at this point.
I mean, in the scheme of things, that's not a bad flight.
That again, me. No.
Yes. They agree.
They're laughing about the brown liquid.
I think they've been indulging in happy 420.
Jeez.
420 keeps going. Did you know one of those guys was a pastor? And did you know he was not going to say the J word? He said geez. That's the G word.
Okay.
With a couple E's and a Z.
Okay.
But there, he was with his wife and they were laughing.
Oh, that's funny.
That was the backstory of that little sound effect.
Okay.
If you might find it.
Wow, there's a lot more sound effects.
Do you like that?
It's like, I don't know what's coming next.
You don't know?
No.
I don't know.
Keeps me on my toes.
I have no idea
what's going to happen.
It might all of a sudden be Steve Perry going, oh, there's a choice we're making. We're saving out. Even I keep calling Bruce Springsteen Bob Seger, which is not an unusual thing. Not that anyone remembers who Bob Seger is anymore. Bob Seger, also fantastic, but he doesn't tour as much anymore. I think he's much older, but I can't believe
what the hell is this place anyway?
It's Cafe Anyway. But Bruce Springsteen was saying, yeah, that's Steve Perry. He's up in that Sam Cooke area. You know how we were talking about how Steve Perry sings that Sam Cooke sound?
Yeah.
And yeah, there's that thing in his voice that sounds like,
yeah,
on some of Sam Cooke stuff. Yeah. But I love that.
A lot of emotion.
Yes. There's a thing. That's
so many colors in his voice.
much like this guy.
Hello, Dave Mike. This is Valentino, the parking attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, all of this stuff you were talking about there about planes and recording multiple famous singers from the 80s was all very interesting, Dave.
Yeah, really interesting. Do you know that?
Excellent.
Hey, Valentino, do you want some seeds? Do you plant any melons?
I don't like sunflower seeds. They get stuck in my teeth.
Oh, these are not sunflower seeds. They're melon seeds that we picked up.
I planted those already.
You did? Oh, sorry, Valentino.
I wanted those.
Oh, I know where that's from.
What's it from?
Ricky Bobby.
Oh my gosh, you're like the only person that remembers that. Ricky Bobby praying to little
Talladega Nights.
Little Lord Baby Jesus, so yeah. Small, so and Jesus grew up. He was a man. You shut up, Grandpa. There's some funny parts in that movie.
Yes.
Silly. Is it Duncan Clark? Who's the one that?
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. He has that really deep voice.
Oh yes, he was in Green Mile, right?
Yes.
Oh God, I can't remember his name now.
I bet I can remember if I think really hard.
Wait.
Oh,
it's on. I have my
Mike
phone.
Mike Matthews. You not know Mike Matthews?
Uh huh.
Really?
Eminem.
Michael Clark.
Michael Clark. Eminem.
I'm Eminem. They're laughing at me.
They're real Eminem.
There you go.
They're making fun of me. Oh. Oh, yes. Michael Clark Duncan is his name, and he passed away in 2012.
What?
Yes. Oh, he was so good. In any movie he was in, he was fantastic. What a smile. You know, you've got a great smile, love.
Aw, thank you, my love.
Well,
because whenever I look at you, my heart just smiles.
My heart smiles, too, and these birds, their hearts smile. Their hearts smile when they see you.
It's like that song, la, 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 la. La 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 la, oh, la 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 la
la la la. That was beautiful.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Loving you.
That's right.
Something, something beautiful.
That's loving you.
Yes.
That song D.
What's her name? The singer?
That song. Do you know that?
Why are you asking me these questions?
Because you know everything. Musical.
Loving you song is by, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, everybody. Minnie Riperton.
Yes, yes. And she is, isn't she Maya Rudolph's mom?
Yes, I think so. Minnie Riperton is Maya Rudolph. There was Nilly just walked by. Said hi.
Where's, what's her face? The rodeo queen, Bonita.
Oh, she's not here today.
What's Nellie doing walking around?
Well,
unescorted.
Nellie hangs out sometimes. Just hangs out. You know, it's nice to be at cafe anyway.
All right, Nellie.
I think we should also mention Minnie Riperton and her, what she did. She was a spokesperson for the American Cancer Society in 1977. Uh-huh. And then in 1978... she received the American Cancer Society's Courage Award presented to her at the White House by Jimmy Carter, who was the president at the time. And then sadly, in 1979, she passed away from breast cancer.
Oh, no.
And she was only 31.
Oh, my God, that young.
Yeah.
Holy cow, I didn't know that.
But that song is legendary, and lovely lady friend suddenly was singing it.
Wow, because you inspired me, love.
And my... there's Nelly again.
Oh.
And he enjoyed
your
singing. Well, lovely lady friend, why don't I wrap up the show?
Okay.
If people want to call and contribute in some way to the program, here's the phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510 228-4640.
And with more ways to reach me, like the website and all that, and my email, we have Ariel going to tell you that. Anything else you wanted to complain about?
No.
Okay. Thank you for stopping by.
I'm looking forward to watching Night Gallery.
Oh, we're going to watch Rod Serling's Night Gallery. Yep. I talked about that on the last podcast. I called the last podcast Dad.
Aw.
Because I was thinking about him. And I saw that YouTube video all about the gallery, which we're going to see the gallery in the show. I think there's 20. They only made like 20 episodes. And the gallery, all the pictures were supposed to be done as different artists. But one guy did all the art.
Huh.
And I wrote it down and I lost it. Oh, well, go back to the last podcast and you'll find his name. So, yeah, let's watch that, love.
Let's do it.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
This was FF episode.
She died so young.
I know, so young. That was F episode 2805, 2805. It was Diana Ross who didn't leave the party till the very end. She didn't leave the recording session, and she was crying on Lionel Richie's shoulder.
Oh.
I know. You're that person. You leave the party at the very end. We're always leaving the party at the very end. Anyway, with more Mike's Daily Podcast stuff, you can go to my website that I pay for and put together myself. It's called MikesDailyPodcast.com.